Welcome back, everyone, to the Jobber Circle Wrestling Podcast. It is the first official podcast of the new year that we're doing.
Yes, I just realized that, too.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. We had the Royal Rumble tonight. Yes. It was actually pretty exciting. I really enjoyed today's pay-per-view.
Today's proceedings.
Or special, what is it, premium live event.
Premium live event, yeah.
Yeah, hey, what you got going on over there?
A little furry mic. Yeah.
But yeah, so we're rating the Royal Rumble, of course, our rating system. If it's one, it's a potato. If it's two, it's over. Mm-hmm. If it's three, it's this is awesome. It's four. If it's a four, it's elite. And if it's five, it gets a brass ring. So I feel like there wasn't really that many matches, but overall it was a long pay-per-view, because of course of the Royal Rumbles, but it was worth it. It was definitely worth it. What do you think?
I think it was definitely worth it too. Definitely, was looking forward to this, or have been looking forward to this for a while now. I'd say that WrestleMania, you cannot count as, your favorite, you know, pay-per-view or premium live event of the whole year. So that's just like automatically like the top one. But if I were to rate, like, not rate, but I'm just trying to say Royal Rumble is like my favorite.
Right.
I guess under WrestleMania.
Your favorite premium live event, pay-per-view,
yes.
Whatever you want to call it.
I keep wanting to say pay-per-view.
I know. Yeah. I mean, it's been like that for so long, but yeah. I would say, my number one would be Money in the Bank, honestly, but Royal Rumble definitely number two, because like you said, WrestleMania is always going to be a huge attraction. So you can't really put it in the rank when it comes to favorite pay-per-view.
Right.
Of course, King of the Ring used to be my favorite pay-per-view. But they did away with it. Hopefully they're bringing it back. So we'll see about that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so the first, it actually started with the Royal Rumble, the men's Royal Rumble match, surprisingly. Yeah. And of course we both said the same thing. We're like, okay, they have to give the main event to Roman. Of course, little foreshadowing. We didn't realize that would kind of be worth it. Yep. Of course I really don't like, when you do a main event that's not the Royal Rumble at the Royal Rumble, like that's the whole point. You know, whether it's the men's Royal Rumble or the women's Royal Rumble, it just put the Royal Rumble in the main event. The only time it really worked was in 2007 when The Undertaker won the Royal Rumble, and then Kurt Angle had a match with Mark Henry for the main event, and then Kurt Angle won. But the only reason why that worked is because literally The Undertaker came out and did his little lightning special effects and literally destroyed the ring.
Right.
So yeah, that worked then, and little did we know it was going to work today too.
Yeah, and it really just depends on what they have planned for the end, because remember last year they ended with the Rumble, the men's Rumble at the end, but it was because Brock Lesnar like lost earlier in the night and then entered as number 30 and then won the whole thing. So it all depends on how they plan to end it.
Yeah, and then with this men's Royal Rumble, there wasn't really too many surprises. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if it means that's just how stacked the roster is right now, or if it's more symbolizing, like, this is, you know, as people were saying, this is if we're really going to find out if Triple H is really in charge of the creative decisions or Vince is, because based on how this Rumble was going to go. And I actually think that was kind of like a Triple H move to, like, no, we don't need to rely on, like, legends or any, you know, any of that. We have a stacked roster. Let's showcase our roster. They clearly deserve a spot every year in the Rumble, but of course we're so prone to like 10 surprise entrances.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's what you look forward to mainly, but I guess it only seems like there was only the one surprise.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about, that if Logan Paul was a surprise, but no, I failed to realize when I was writing these notes that no, Logan Paul symbolizes the celebrity in the Royal Rumble, because there's always a celebrity in the Royal Rumble. I mean, when I was a kid, I remember like Drew Carey was even in the Royal Rumble at one point. But
I was waiting for Bad Bunny.
Right? Oh, yeah. See, we forgot about
that. He's a pretty good wrestler.
Yeah, honestly. Put Bad Bunny and Logan Paul in a match. Just see how they do together in a match in ring psychology.
True.
See how it goes. But yeah, so the only main surprise in the Royal Rumble, I feel like surprises in the Royal Rumble is like the commercials of Super Bowls.
Literally.
You know, it's like a little extra, like, wow, that's cool.
That's a good way to put it.
Booker T. But that was pretty cool. You know, he came in, did his stuff, and
did his
was
little
eliminated.
Spin. His little spinny spin.
Spin-a-rooney.
Yeah. Yeah, and then that was that. So yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, that's probably a good thing that you know, showcasing their actual roster.
Right.
But like I said, you do miss that. There was no RVD, no X-Pac. Maybe even thinking Randy Orton was going to come back in there, but none of that.
No. Yeah. He's going to be out, I think, for a while.
And then no Rey Mysterio. I really don't understand. I thought maybe he was going to come out later and eliminate Dom, but
I don't know what they did there. I mean, obviously they made it seem like how, like, okay, so Rey was 17, Dom was 18. Dom comes out with his mask. So he's trying to, like, that was another awkward moment. It was him trying to rip the mask.
Oh, God.
And it wouldn't rip. I was like, y'all should have, like, snipped it a little bit.
Right.
Started the cut, and then he could have probably torn it a lot easier, but he eventually just gave up, and I think he, like, threw it, and somebody came to grab it. But
that was just awkward.
Yeah, it was really awkward. So, yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with that. I was waiting for him the whole time.
Yeah, and then do you want to talk about the Kofi Kingston flop? The second year in a row flop. I love you, Kofi, but, man, that's just...
second year in a row.
It's, like, sad to see.
It was already, like, in our head, probably. I know a majority of people's
his head.
Yeah,
he got a little bit of... oh, God, why am I blanking on his name? The Dallas kicker. He got, like, he got a little in his head like him.
I can't remember his name
either. Yeah, I'm blanking on it, but anyway.
Yeah.
We don't need to know his name. He won't be on the team next year.
Literally, he's fired. Just kidding. No, so... you had to have known, like, because Kofi Kingston always is known for those spots where, you know, he almost touches the ground, but he doesn't. And he pulls it off in this, like, spectacular way. But last year, he flopped it, and they tried to pull it off, didn't work. And then this year, obviously, it was the chair spot where Xavier Woods or somebody, I don't know who it was supposed to be, was not holding that rolling chair, and he just... hit the chair and just rolled with it, and he was out of there. And I think
he
the most I think the most cringiest part was when Michael Cole was trying to just be the good commentator that he is, trying to, like, pull it off, like, oh, you know, we gotta watch the replay on that, or what was the other part that he said?
He's like, both of his feet,
did not touch the ground. I think it was just one.
Of his foot was just, like, hanging on the chair.
Yes, and then they just immediately, like, within a matter of seconds,
and then never talked about it again.
Stopped and just moved on. We never heard or saw anything about Kofi again.
And I think that's the cringiest. My thing that I think is the cringiest is later on they showed a cricket commercial where Kofi was doing that, where he was, like, not touching the ground. And it's like they're, like, making it, like, that's his thing. That's his gimmick now.
Yes.
But it's like.
He's got the cricket. You got the little the cricket animations throwing pancakes. Like, okay, where's the. Y'all should have brought the pancakes.
Right.
If that's the case,
they
not
did that
the
one year.
Not the rolling chair. Oh
God.
No,
yeah.
No.
I love you, Kofi.
They just need to stop. They need to stop with that. He needs to stay on NXT.
Yeah, and then, speaking of crazy, the Logan Paul Ricochet moment.
Whoa.
Where they basically, like,
the
I'm,
whole
so, I'm
Alamo
sorry,
Dome
like,
heard that impact.
So, like, sometimes wrestling is better than a superhero movie because you have real people doing superhero-like things and nobody yells cut to bring in their stuntman and there's no wires and stuff. They literally flew across the ring and pancaked. Belly flopped into each other.
Exactly.
Like, what? That...
that was the... yeah, the slap heard around the world.
Yeah, that was the craziest moment
craziest
of the match.
Craziest thing ever. Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's just like... It's something we never seen before. That's really...
even Triple H said that on the press conference. Just right now, we're watching the press conference, and he literally says, the craziest thing I've ever seen in my entire,
and the
like...
sound.
Yes, the sound that it made and everything.
That was awesome.
Yeah, definitely awesome.
Brock was in the match early, and I thought he was going to make it to the end. There are a lot of people that I was saying that I thought would make it to the end, like Brock, Braun, of course, Lashley, Almost,
Almost. I don't know. Almost.
But yeah, of course, so you had Lashley eliminate Brock, so that's probably
fairly
be...
quickly too. Brock came out and eliminated, you know, kind of cleared out the ring a little bit, but then Bobby Lashley came in 90 seconds later and just whoop.
Yeah.
Dropped,
so that's
took him
and
over.
Then Brock was throwing a fit, so that's probably going to build up to that WrestleMania match.
Yeah. Like I told you too, it was kind of hard to like tell like was Brock supposed to get out of there because I like I said Montreal Screwjob has me overthinking everything.
Right. Yeah, he was throwing a fit and I love that, you know, the classic example of that little lines blurred.
Yes.
There. But and Gunther honestly did really good in this match.
Impressive for being number 1.
Yeah, dude surprises me every week and yeah, number 1 made it all the way to the end till the last one till he was eliminated by Cody, of course, who won the Royal Rumble. Obviously, Cody is going towards Roman Reigns' path, you know, for the title at Mania. But where do you think Gunther goes? Because
I really don't know. Gunther can really be put with anybody. I'd like to see like Gunther and Brock, but obviously, right now, like you know, Brock and Bobby are having their thing. But
yeah, and that sucked when they had their little standoff. It like. Somebody was coming out, so nobody really paid attention to them.
Right.
They spent too long staring at each other and didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, maybe later. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Maybe going the route of, like, the Banger Bros or something. Maybe fight Sheamus or Drew.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
Who knows? Maybe the maybe the Usos break up or lose the titles before Mania. And then that allows, you know.
I don't know. Yeah.
Because I feel like they're starting to stack up their teams now. Like, there's more teams.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We noticed that in the Royal Rumble.
Tag teams and factions.
Yeah. How many people were teaming up in both Rumbles.
Yeah. Helping each other out.
But
being there for each other. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But nonetheless, great Royal Rumble match, honestly.
Yeah. definitely good.
What would you rate it?
I'm going to rate it. Oh, man. I'm going to give it a 3.
A 3?
Yes.
Oh, this is awesome?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a this is awesome.
Honestly, I'm going to give it a 4. I'm going to give it elite match because, if you've been a wrestling fan long enough, sometimes you get excited for the Rumble and then there's some dud Rumbles.
Yeah.
So this was actually surprisingly good Rumble and one that kept me guessing pretty much the whole time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to give it a 4.
And I'd like to mention that I guessed the winner before this match even happened.
Yeah. Yes, Cody Rhodes would be the winner.
Yep.
And man,
all roads lead to WrestleMania.
When Gunther was giving him those chops and his freaking that same peck was starting to turn purple again, I was like, Jesus, like stop. I was like, stop slapping his chest. You're gonna fuck it up again.
Yeah.
Oh, that was crazy.
Yep, for sure.
And then we had the pitch black match, Bray Wyatt and LA Knight. This was interesting.
It very much was.
We didn't know really what it was.
Yes, we were like, how are they going to do that? Is everything going to be dark? Like, how are we going to see anything? And then they really stepped it up because it was freaking cool.
Yeah, kind of like the, it was all black light.
Everything was glow in the dark. It looked like.
Yeah, it looked like even my high school
LA
bedroom.
LA Knight's gear, like, was glow in the dark. It was really, really cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And then Wyatt's face paint, of course.
Yeah, yeah. They, like, basically transformed him as soon as, the light changed.
His contacts and everything.
Yeah,
just,
that
like,
was awesome.
It worked so good with the black light. And then how they had, like, the ropes.
Yeah,
cool.
I wonder if, did they change out the ropes? Were those the same ropes?
I don't know. How would they have done that?
Yeah, I don't think, maybe they didn't. Maybe it just had.
Yeah.
Different type of
and then they had like the little confetti spots.
Oh yeah, we're like they're like
the announce table.
LED confetti
that was
basically.
Super cool. Super, super cool.
Yeah. That and then so it was a quick match.
But
it was really to set up that I guess another, you know, concept tease of the Wyatt Six.
Yeah.
Because you had, you know, basically Bray Michael Myers, style chase him,
or
Jason style chase him, to that little side area where he gave him the mandible claw. And of course, Uncle Howdy freaking, I don't know if that was the real Uncle Howdy, AKA Bo Dallas, who jumped off.
I think only a active, in fit, like wrestler type person like could only do a spot like that because that was pretty dang high. And then you had the rest of the Firefly Funhouse, it looks like, watching on, kind of cheering it.
You had 4 up top, and of course you had Bray 5, and then you have Uncle Howdy 6. So 6. Maybe that's
and didn't you say he had like a 6 on his head or something?
Yeah in the paint he had the Roman numeral 6 on the side of his head. So who knows,
super
maybe
cool.
Each one of those characters will be revealed to be somebody. But then again, if was one of them maybe already Alexa Bliss? Because that, is going to transition us into our next match. But before that, what do you rate this match?
I'm going to say that this match was over. I'm going to give it a 2.
I'm going to give it a 2-2. It was over. The only thing I didn't like about this match is I didn't care for the Mountain Dew logo in the center of the ring the whole time.
They must
have
given him a big paycheck.
Oh, cause... yeah. They definitely, that's probably what probably paid, Wyatt and LA Knight for the match.
Yeah.
I don't know if we mentioned, but of course, Bray Wyatt won.
Yes.
Quick match. But maybe in the beginning for like the first minute or something, have the Mountain Dew, but like after, then like let it go.
Right.
You know, but like you said, they probably gave him a big paycheck in the press conference after. You had Cody drinking the Mountain Dew, which you said he was like,
he's like, oh, this is the best next thing for after Whataburger. Like, okay
company man. No, but I dig it. That's awesome. What, so you ready to 2?
I'm gonna give it a 2. Yes, also one thing more to mention is it was good to see Bray Wyatt back in the ring.
He did
have his spot at the live show in at MSG, but to be back on TV, or
yeah it was, yeah, worth the wait.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
You know, for the slow, kind of slow build up that this has been. But yeah, it was really good to see him like that. And kind of like a different, because that's another thing. We didn't know how he was going to wrestle again.
Yeah.
If he was, you know, because last time we saw him wrestle, he would only wrestle as the Fiend. So yeah, we kind of didn't know. But honestly, if I know this was a Mountain Dew style match, but I kind of hope this was a concept for what's maybe his future matches, because like, you know, of course, when he was the Fiend, he would wrestle in the red light, you know, the red light matches, which people, of course, a lot of people have a problem with. But no, I mean, if this is a cool thing, like have him kind of do this transformation with the paint and the eyes, you know, kind of like Jeff Hardy. Yes. But like, of course, his, you know, way darker. You know, that's the only, you know, similarity is just the paint. But yeah, I would like to see more of this style of match, honestly.
Yeah, I honestly would too. To say. It was really cool. Not necessarily, yeah, like pitch black, but yeah, just going along the same concepts. That would be really cool.
Yeah, and like we said, that transitioned us to the Raw Women's title match, Bianca and Alexa Bliss. I mean, honestly, a quick match too. It just, I guess, kind of showcasing more too of Bianca or Alexa kind of stepping up a little bit, but still losing. So maybe she needs the help of somebody else. So that's why we had Uncle Howdy at the end, right?
Uncle Howdy did not come out. No, he came out on the screen.
Oh, well, yeah, it was like basically a
talking
montage
to her. Yeah, talking to her through the screen. But yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people predicted that Uncle Howdy would come out and help Alexa win the gold, but
no,
that did not happen. So they're still dragging that on.
Yeah, yeah. What would you rate it?
I'm gonna rate it a 2.
I rated it two.
Yeah.
It was pretty over.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. What do you see Bianca going? Well, I guess we'll have to talk about that.
Yeah.
We'll bring that up after the Women's Royal Rumble, which was next. Yeah. What did you think of the Women's Royal Rumble overall?
My favorite match of the whole night. I would say so.
It was really good. Honestly, I would dare say it was better than the men's. Yeah.
I even thought that too. I thought, is that bad to say? But I'm going to say it. It was, for sure.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was. Yeah. You know?
I think it was much better than the men's, because it had a lot more surprises, definitely. Mm-hmm. I know that there was kind of a lot of speculations as to who would return. A lot of them were pretty accurate. So we had Asuka come back as her dark self.
Yeah, her like Japanese darker version, like when she was in Japan. Mm-hmm. Kana. So yeah, that was honestly, I really like her new, I like the face
her
paint.
Look,
I love the long tights, the gear, the black. Mm-hmm. It's freaking awesome.
She looks really, really cool.
Yeah, a lot of returns. Piper Niven, she's no longer Doudrop.
Yes, I saw her name pop up and I was like, who?
Yeah.
But then you reminded me.
Because you were just saying not too long ago that, like, where is she?
Yeah. Where's Doudrop?
Yeah, exactly. No more Doudrop. But then, of course, you still had Pat McAfee. Well, we didn't mention that. Pat McAfee did come back to commentary. I guess we'll mention it now.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Pat McAfee, Michael Cole, like, they were kind of the puns, like, oh, like, how do you something drop? I can't even name the puns. They had some puns about Mia Yim. And somebody else, but anyway,
there's one thing that, since we're talking about Pat McAfee, there's one thing I wanted to add. We should have talked about this in the beginning, but just real quick, when the Rumble first started, I remember saying to you, man, I like how they put Michael Cole and Corey Graves, because they're a good team, they work good together, you know, you got one from Raw, one from SmackDown. But then Pat McAfee came out and I was like, oh wait, Corey Graves is just there. Michael Cole and Pat McAfee work way, way well together. Right. Like, I just love how they bounce off each other and they joke back and forth. And
yeah, they do work well together. I definitely miss Pat McAfee, but sometimes he can be sometimes it's like a little too much. I'm like, dude, like, that's the one thing I realized too from him being gone. It's like sometimes he doesn't know when to just, like, okay, just
simmer down.
Yeah, let the moment pass for a second.
Right.
But no, yeah, definitely great to have him back.
Yeah.
Along with more surprises, like Chelsea Green's return and a quick elimination. Her spot in the Rumble was to have the quickest elimination in the Women's Rumble. But it was definitely good to see her back. Even Matt Cardona put something on Instagram, you know, shouting her out too.
It ended
giving
up
her support. Because we thought he was going to be in the Men's Rumble.
Yes.
But
why not bring them back together?
Yeah.
But I mean, he is, I think he is currently a free agent, so I don't see why not. Maybe they're still working something out, but
no.
Yeah, Chelsea Green's elimination apparently became the quickest in history.
Yeah.
So I think it was like 4 or 5 seconds.
Right. And then we had the Michelle McCool front row crowd. Like, that I never really cool. seen that. I never that seen that before. Cool. That was pretty cool. The front row crowd, a little return cameo there.
Yes.
She was in last year, right?
Yes. And yeah. I was even saying she did so good last year that if they don't bring her back this year, like, why? What are you yeah. doing? And yeah, it was so cool because when her music started playing, you were like, oh, I guess she went to the back. But no, she came from the front row. Yeah. She had her daughter there, you know, taking her jacket from her and everything. It was so cool.
That was really cool. And her, like, her gear was like, half gear, half,
she was
like,
wearing Uggs.
Like, lounge. Yeah.
She was freaking wearing Uggs. So cool. Props to her, because awesome. She still did amazing.
Yeah.
I think if I was watching wrestling way back then, like, religiously like I am now, she'd be my favorite.
Yeah.
Because I'm always happy to see her.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool. Yeah. Yeah, and then the only thing, you know, just when everything was going right in the match, the only thing that it's not really nothing on any performer's part, but I guess that's a producer part, is they botched the number 30 spot.
Yes, your last opportunity, the last buzzer of this year's Royal Rumble, and you mess it up.
Nobody got to count down.
Nobody
10.
Did.
Because it's like they basically pressed the wrong button. They meant to press the countdown, but then they pressed the
her
Nia
theme.
Jax. They're like, oh, shit. And then they try to still play the 10, and probably somebody was, like, getting yelled at.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
somebody got fired.
That was a bad botch. But, you know, hey, it fits for who the botch is represented, number 30.
Yeah.
Nia Jax has returned.
Yeah. And everybody just, like, attacked her. I liked that. When she got into the ring, she's talking shit. She's like, oh, yeah, you know, I don't even remember what she was saying, but they all just, like, ganged up on her and attacked her. So I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah. That was pretty funny. And then the match itself had a great finish with Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, and Asuka.
Yes.
All basically on the apron. And then you had Rhea Ripley kind of trying to do when Asuka was going to spray the mist. Of course, Rhea Ripley ducked,
yeah.
sprayed the mist to Liv Morgan in the face. Rhea Ripley does a Mortal Kombat style, you know, kick through the ropes,
yeah.
you know, kind of flip, twirls through the ropes.
Yeah.
Asuka loses her balance, falls off, and then Liv Morgan, Liv Morgan was over there in the corner all with the mist on her
yes.
face, but then
Asuka gets knocked off, and then Rhea slips and is literally barely...
Yeah, I was going to say, how does Rhea get to that moment? Did Liv Morgan kind of hit her or something?
No, she hadn't came up to her yet. Liv Morgan was still there. Rhea slips, and her feet are barely off the ground,
yeah.
and she's holding onto the top rope. And so that's when Liv comes, tries to clear herself up because, you know, she has the mist all in her face. She's trying to, like, hit her hands, right, to, like, knock her feet off. That's when Rhea Ripley brings her feet up,
yeah,
grabs her by the neck, and flips her over. Yeah.
Just give it to her, Anna.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was pretty impressive, and definitely another...
Everyone kind of knew and was hoping
yeah.
that it was Rhea Ripley. At the end there, I was kind of like thinking, oh my God, could Liv win it? And I was like, oh my, if Liv wins it, this could be the first women's rumble where you have someone getting booed because somebody else should have won.
Yes, literally.
Would have been Batista, Roman Reigns all over again.
It was definitely a night of if Rhea doesn't win, we riot.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. That would have been a shock if anyone else won.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you rate the Women's Royal Rumble?
I'm gonna give it a 4.
Yeah. I'm gonna give it the same as the Men's Royal Rumble. They both were elite at a 4, but the women's still slightly better. If we were Dave Meltzer, we would say the Men's Royal Rumble was a 4, and the Women's Royal Rumble was a 4.23475. Yeah.
Literally, like, just fucking round up the numbers,
right?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Exactly. And then we had the Hardy performance.
All right, what was next?
That was something.
What was after the Hardy performance?
It's nothing against Hardy, but
no.
That's gonna be the only part, the only potato segment
yeah.
of the night was the Hardy yeah. performance, just because we didn't need it. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I had nothing against a great song.
It's cool, I guess.
But we kind of just, it was a long night. We were just kind of like, all right, hurry up.
Yeah. Like, once the Women's Rumble was done, I was already in the mood. Like, okay, main event time. Let's see where this goes.
Yeah.
And then they're like, Hardy's getting ready for support performance. I'm like,
we were like, what?
I'm going to go take a restroom break.
Yeah. No disrespect to Hardy. You know, I appreciate, you know, as a metal fan and, you know, having a dad that's listened to country. I am a country fan, so I appreciate the kind of him trying to kind of merge the world.
Yes. Okay, you know that's one thing I'll say about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for I appreciate sure. that. I'll agree on that.
Yeah. Okay, so then we had the undesired. My notes autocorrected.
Undisputed.
Instead of undisputed, it said undesired. For the undesired championship. Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Honestly, like we said earlier, it didn't have to. Or actually, I'm sorry. Before we get to that, we always do this. We always do this at least once in an episode.
What?
But we were going to talk about how Rhea Ripley and Bianca Belair. So where do you think she's going to go?
Oh.
Do you think she's going to go? Because obviously it's clear Cody, Roman's going to still have the title by Mania.
Right.
So where's Rhea Ripley going to go?
She could go either way. You know, to be honest, if the Raw Women's Champion is still Bianca come WrestleMania, and then if Charlotte,
that's
is
what I mean. Charlotte Rhea sounds like a great match.
Yes, it definitely does.
Did they wrestle before? At Mania, didn't they?
Oh yeah, they did recently. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But I'd like to see it again.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
Because I'm not sure. Was that the that was the one where they had they didn't have was that the Mania they didn't have nobody? The pandemic Mania.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that's when Rhea won, because Rhea's been the Raw Women's title. That. Yeah, for sure. She needs to win in front of an audience.
Rhea or Charlotte sounds like a go-to match.
Yep.
Nice.
I'm going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so back to the Roman Reigns Kevin Owens match. I mean, shit. The match was great. I mean, every Roman match is that's what I mean. I don't know. He has his five moves of doom like Cena, but I mean they're just always cool.
Yeah.
I guess the match is just because like all the shit he talks to when he's wrestling. But honestly, I feel like you didn't even need the match. You literally could have had Kevin Owens go out there and then they just start attacking him.
Mm-hmm.
The match was great. No disrespect to the match. Great match, but the after the match.
Yeah. Was the best part.
Was the best part.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know how to explain it. I mean, just, you know, of course. I mean, if you watching this or listening to this, you obviously, you know what happened. But
yeah.
this storyline is gold. I don't even know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take it over.
I have to take it over. But I feel like you have a lot to say about this. Like, you like have really enjoyed the storyline since the beginning. And we have wondered, like, okay, when and if could this end?
And yeah.
And it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, because, of course, you had Sammy kind of contemplating everything, the whole mm-hmm. you know, match and the after the match. And then the beatdown starts on Kevin Owens. They, you know, typical handcuff Kevin Owens onto the ropes. They're freaking just. It was bad enough with the super kicks. First of all, it was bad enough when Roman was slamming Kevin Owens' head on the steps.
That was the most brutal part.
Yes, as somebody who's busted and had to get staples on top of mm-hmm. my head twice, those slots or corners in the steps could have easily just busted his head open.
I was fully prepared that when he's holding the back of his head for him to let go, and I was gonna see blood on his head.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus.
But I'm surprised it didn't.
And then if that wasn't bad enough, the freaking, 100 super kicks that the Usos gave Kevin Owens when he was tied to the ropes.
Yeah.
And I knew it was coming, but I didn't know it was coming. I didn't know it was coming that Sammy was going to stop Roman Reigns from hitting Kevin Owens with the chair. But I did know it was coming when Kevin Owens was like, no, you're going to do it.
When Roman was going to.
Or I'm sorry, when Roman was handed the chair to
He's
Sammy.
He's like, yeah, you're right. I'm not going to do it. You do it.
Yeah, exactly. So, or you're done.
Yeah, you're done. But yeah, so obviously, how it started was, of course, Jay wanting to give like the flower lay to to Sammy, and then Roman was kind of like no, he has to prove himself type,
one more time.
Yeah, exactly.
And this would have been it if freaking War Games wasn't good enough.
Literally.
So yeah, and shades of Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns has had you gotta watch his back.
Yep.
You know, he's got hit with the chair in the back twice. First Seth Rollins and then Sami Zayn. So wow, when that pop. Whenever Sammy hit Roman with the chair, that was just, oh man.
Everyone wanted him to do it. It's happening, people. Yeah, everyone wanted him to do it. Like, mm-hmm. they were.
And there was moments before it happened where Roman was kind of turning back and everyone was like, oh, like, everyone was like waiting. And then they kind of like, that. I don't know if that's a Triple H thing either or two. uh-huh. or, you know, him talking to his producers or agents, you know, that are helping out in this process too. I'm sorry, it's been a long night. I'm coughed up, a little sauced up. But the teases, all the teases.
Right.
You all right? Yeah. What you got going on over there? Well, I wait for you to pick your boogers.
I'm not picking my boogers.
But anyway, I love all the teases. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
That's all I'm trying to say, people. All right? Been stuttering my way through this whole episode.
And I think the best part of something like when this happens is you think, like, what's going to happen next? So that's why everyone tunes into the Raw and SmackDown afterwards, because I'm wondering, like, and then the thing with Jay, like, Jay didn't want to, after Sammy did what he did, you had Jimmy attacking him, you had Solo, you know, doing his move on him, and then Jay's like, I'm not gonna do this, I'm gonna step back, I'm not doing this, and so Roman gets upset, and then Jay walks away practically in tears, it looked like, so.
And then, yeah, it ends with the rest of the Bloodline walking away, and Sammy and Kevin Owens just laid to waste in the middle of the ring.
Roman literally ripped the shirt off his back.
Yeah, the Sammy shirt.
And then, like, I like how, kind of like how he was sprinkling the flowers. That was a nice touch. Yeah, the
flowers on him. Man.
Yeah.
Crazy. He honestly. Was
like, you're done.
You're done.
You're done.
This rating, before you give your rating, I'm just going to say it.
Okay.
This gets a brass ring. Not even, I mean, like I said, the match itself, you could have, as far as I'm concerned, no disrespect.
Yeah.
You couldn't, didn't need to have the match.
Right.
Just the ending itself gets a brass ring, but you'd be talking about the ending plus the match? Oh, yeah. Definitely getting a brass ring.
Right.
This whole storyline that was basically, just brought up out of thin air.
Yeah.
Gets a brass ring. What got going on there? No battery.
Yeah, no battery.
Sorry. I'm going to finish this up here.
I'm going to give it a brass ring, too.
Yeah.
I can agree with that.
That's awesome.
So, that's awesome. Our first and only brass ring of the night.
And then The Rock, the only thing you have to end on is The Rock disappoints again.
Yeah.
No Rock to be found. No Rock to be found.
No Rock to be found.
No Rocky to be found. Of course, he's always too busy for the dub.
With his movies.
Yeah. You know? And it's like, how, like that's why I don't even want to watch freaking that Young Rock show, because it's like, what, you're, it's like a.
He couldn't come on and, like, promote Young Rock?
Yeah, or, but like, it's like, you're literally making a show about how you got your start, and, like, how's that show going to end? Like, oh, now I do my own thing, and I don't even give them the time of day.
Like, oh, I'm not even wrestling anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't even, they ask me to come back, and the fans want me to come back all the time, but guess what? I'm too busy.
And I'm sorry,
suck
but.
Suck it, Rocky. No,
just kidding. I'm sorry, but that story or article that I read that, if it's even true or not, but I read it and it was on 434 on the Facebook, is that apparently The Rock says that he's not ring ready.
The Rock says? No pun intended.
What? What did I say?
The Rock says. That's his catchphrase.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. I was just talking and I didn't even realize that.
No, I'm a wrestling fan over here.
Can you stop? That apparently he's not in ring shape, according to himself, so. I don't know. I think that's a lie.
Is that in ring shape? What the fuck?
That's what he said. He's not ready to be in the ring.
Oh my god. He's not in ring shape.
Yeah. I don't believe that.
I mean, he's working out every day. I'm trying to think of like, I thought, I'm trying like, to think of like,
for 10 hours a day.
I'll think of it in like an hour, but I'm trying to think of like something to compare that to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you'll remember in an hour.
I'll think of something in an hour. Like, how The Rock saying he's not in ring shape.
Exactly. Like, what a lie.
Yeah.
Why the fuck you lying?
Yeah, that's just, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Are we going to rate the whole pay-per-view as
yeah.
a whole?
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay, yeah, I want to.
What would you rate it?
This is an elite pay-per-view.
It was. No pun intended.
Yeah.
It was an elite pay-per-view.
Yes.
It was good. It was good.
Definitely.
Yeah, but showcasing, we don't need your legends. We don't need your Rock. We appreciate you, what you do, but we need it. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what else to end on.
I don't know either.
Yeah, we hope you all enjoyed the pay-per-view, everyone. And if you enjoyed it or what you thought, just give your thoughts. If you're listening this long, we appreciate you. Hit like and give your thoughts below in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
Take us out.
You always leave it up to me.
I normally do that on our other episode.
Yeah,
or
you
on
do.
Our other podcast. And gosh, man, what is wrong with me today?
Our other episode.
I'm just always constantly jumbling my head. We always do these late, and I'm always.
I know we do.
Sauced up. Well, not always, but when we do these, I like to be a little sauced up.
Yeah.
Maybe over time, I'll like master it. A master being sauced and normal, like Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
It'll be Jimmy Fallon. Let's go. Be the wrestling Jimmy Fallon. Be obliterated doing these podcasts. Like, hey.
So bad. I think I'm going to end off this podcast by saying we the ones.